Thank you again.
That's all I can say. Wow. Let's face it, I never thought I'd still be doing this. Thank you. It's a long way from those nights at the Bistro on West Peachtree many years ago, but it's been a great cruise. It's like as a surfer, you go, man, I've had this wave for so long, and I'm not getting off till somebody knocks me off. So, and occasionally you're out there, somebody paddles up and gives you a great piece of information that you kind of cherish. And I heard one the other day that somewhere in an interview that Bob Dylan did, I was one of his favorite songwriters, and I went, that's pretty cool. I don't need any awards. I'll take Bob Dylan's recommendation any day, you know. And he said this is one of his favorite songs. So, Bob, wherever you are tonight, thank you very much. And I thought I'd do it for you tonight. It's simply about keeping your sense of humor when things are getting bad. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife for him, a young son named Jim. And all of the answers to all of his questions he locked in an attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. His babies, bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. But while the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he'd never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pylons, and drinks his green label each day. Writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cost you 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile, then he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. I have. And he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Atlanta. Good night. Have a great summer.